Good day, I'm Jackie Judd. A lengthy stay in a nursing home could be financially devastating for an elderly person. Medicare benefits are limited and Medicaid becomes available only when a person spends down their assets to a few thousand dollars. Some states looking to lessen the burden on Medicaid are encouraging people to purchase something called a long-term care partnership policy. Kaiser Health News columnist Michelle Andrews, who writes Insuring Your Health, is here to explain it all. Welcome.
Thank you.
What is that kind of policy? What's it do?
It's a policy where the state basically says, let's make a deal. If you buy a long-term care insurance policy and you need to use those benefits and you in fact exhaust the benefits of the policy, then you can qualify for Medicaid and still shelter a certain amount of your assets.
And these policies are purchased through a private company.
They are, in fact. Yes, they're private insurance policies.
Okay. And who can buy one?
Anyone can buy one in one of the states that offers them. They're offered in 37 states right now, and about seven other states are putting them in place. But they're really aimed at middle-income people, because those are the folks who, if they have, you know, bad luck, get sick, and need long-term care, are more likely to go on to Medicaid.
And how does the coverage actually work?
Well, it's done on a dollar-for-dollar basis. If you, for example, wanted to shelter $160,000 worth of assets, you could buy a policy for that amount. That could be a policy that covered 3 years' worth of benefits at $150 a day, for example. Then if you needed to use that policy and you exhausted those benefits, you could qualify for Medicaid and still hang on to that $160,000 worth of assets.
You mentioned 37 states have them. Another seven are going to be putting them in place, possibly. Mm-hmm. Is there any track record here yet? Is it known whether these work as they're supposed to?
There's some preliminary evidence in states that have had them in place. There were four original states that had them in place since the early 90s. They say they're starting to see that fewer people who have partnership policies are actually going on to Medicaid than might otherwise happen. But it really is too soon, because if you buy a policy in your 60s, it's likely to be your 80s before you actually have to tap it. So it's going to be a long time before we really know if these policies make a difference.
And are there organizations, people out there who wonder whether it's worth it?
Sure. Some consumer advocates wonder about them, because the policies themselves are pretty complex. Long-term care is not a simple kind of insurance, and Medicaid is a very complicated program. And all of these things are changing, and to make sure that these two programs are able to marry for years, for decades, is uncertain. And it's not clear that consumers might not get the short end of the stick at some point if Medicaid changed its rules, for example, or the plan, the policies themselves changed. It's an unknown, and people worry about that.
And it sounds like the verdict really will be out for possibly another 10 to 20 years.
I think that's true.
Okay. Michelle Andrews, thank you so much.
Thank you.